Well, welcome back to our beautiful vodcast. We have been brave for the last few days. And today we are joined by Minister Gudrano and Elder Candace. Welcome, ladies, and welcome to the plug.
Yeah, welcome, ladies. I think it's so exciting to have you guys joining us today, especially in the topic of embracing changes and seeing opportunity for growth in these changes. So I think, yeah, we can dive right into it. Candace, I'll start with you. Can you maybe share a significant time in your life where you were required to be brave during change?
Thanks for having us. I think for me, it hasn't been one moment that life has constantly been changing.
Yeah. It's life.
It's life.
I'm getting that, right?
Yeah.
The impossible happened, yeah, I mean, absolutely. In our lives, in our lifetime, and we were privileged enough to experience. I suppose it wasn't a great experience, but we had to change through it and we had to live through it. And we were chosen to be on the earth when things happened. I mean, things like COVID, the unbelievable, right? But I think in our lives, we generally just go through constant change. And it's what I'm finding, that just constantly you are being pushed to learn and to grow in every aspect of life. So whether it's at work, and I think work a lot more, whether it's at church, right? In our lives, in ministry, that we are constantly having to evolve and keep learning and growing and being better at what we do. And I think it's just the culture of where we're at, right? And the times of where we're at, that there is so much happening in the world around us. There's so much to keep up with that that we have to. We're almost forced to be ahead of the curve. And it just calls for a different strength in us to move forward.
Yeah, I like what you said when you said that it's in our personal lives, it's in our professional lives, it's even in ministry. So change, yeah, it's not easy to adapt, but we have to force ourselves to. And Minister, what can you share with us, a significant time of change in your life?
Sure. I think I was just thinking back a couple of years ago, and I think I found myself in a time where I thought I was brave enough. And I think along the way, you know, I was like, maybe not so brave. And that was around the age of 18. When I decided, straight after high school, I decided to take a gap year. And to join Youth for Christ International and just take a year off to do ministry and to volunteer. And I think about 4 months down the line, you know, I was like, this is not for me. And I think that really required me to be brave, to, I guess, also just push on. Despite me feeling like, okay, this was way too uncomfortable for me. I wanted to go back home, but I had to be brave. But like, as Candace has said, I think life really does require us to constantly evolve and to grow. And I think with one thing that I've learned, just being in the PR industry, is it's something that is constantly said, and that is, you know, the media space is forever changing. So if you don't change, you get left behind. And I think life can be like that sometimes.
Lovely. I think so both of you spoke about how it wasn't an easy change. But when facing these changes, can you tell us how you still saw opportunity for growth in those changes?
I think it is... it's always good to look for the silver lining in everything, right? That you have to look for the opportunities. And I think I want to maybe just refer to a friend in the Bible that went through a similar and something we could learn from. And in the book of Joshua, we see how Joshua was asked to... the book starts off with Joshua being commanded that you need to take over. So it's time to take over, you know, it's time to step up. So it wasn't an option, but he had to do it, right? He had to step up. And I reflected on a number of times in the scripture where God says, be strong and courageous, be strong and courageous. And it's a repetition of it throughout the I think, first chapter. Mm-hmm. And in one of those times, God says, be careful to, you know, to keep the commandments, to keep the discipline, mm-hmm. To meditate on the word.
Yeah.
And I think there was two things that really stood out there for me was that Joshua had to grow before he even stepped into the position, right?
Yeah.
Which means you constantly have to be keeping yourself updated, keeping yourself ahead of the curve. He didn't know when his time would come, but it just dawned on him like suddenly, you know, it's time. I know it was a long, long time. we know that they spent years, but we know that he was an assistant to Moses and he learned in that and he grew in that. And then we see at this point that he's ready to take over, but God is saying, hey, it's great. Yes, you're ready right now, but there's still growth. There's still there's still development that needs to happen. It's constant, right? Because there was promises of what God gave to Moses. He says the vision is still there. What I have promised to Moses is still there. So he had all of that, but God is expecting more of him.
Yes.
And I think it's so important for us to understand that we are growing. We can grow according to the pace that we see around us.
Mm.
But there's also this peace that God helps us to push ourselves beyond that, to go the right direction, because there's so many ways that you could go.
Yes.
I think that the story of Joshua really just challenged me in the how I grow.
Mm.
So how do you think that we can be the Joshuas of today? Because probably we are commissioned into bravery every single day, right? Sometimes it feels like you have no choice, like what you're saying.
Yes.
So how do we then stand up as Joshuas of today? Well, pretty Joshuas.
Yes.
Right? So how do we do that and stand brave? Maybe there's like a Moses in your life who speaks highly of you or who tells you like, hey, God has set things in order and you need to come up to the party. So how do we then kind of step into that, to both of you ladies?
Yeah. So maybe I'll answer. I think that it's the ability to keep ahead, right? And that it's the constant growing. And not for where you're at. It's really for the way you want to be.
Mm.
That we... In our today, need to decide that every day we're going to be brave. We're going to be strong. We're going to be able to fight this. And there's really the feelings that come into play, right? That I actually don't feel like it today.
Yes.
I don't feel like being brave and I don't feel like being strong. And can I just lie in bed, you know, just a little bit longer?
Can I have
the day off?
Yeah.
But I think it's in the everyday. It's in the every, in the actions that we do, in the things that people can't see. It's the depth that we grow in those times. Mm. I think we consciously have to make the decision to not be consumed by what we feel and where we're at, but to focus on where it is that we need to be, because I think God lays out a plan for us and we have that privilege that we are able to go to him and say, guide me, you know, guide me, show me the path that I need to go down.
Yeah,
and he never fails, right? Mm, he's a good God.
Yeah.
And if we can't rely on our own strength, it's his strength.
Mm. Yes.
Right? There's his direction, his courage that we can rely on, which I think is really our superpower that we would like to share with the world.
Yes,
I like that.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's good.
Yeah. Minister?
I think for most of us, I think you guys can agree with me that, you know, we come from families with strong parents that, you know, expect a lot from you and expect you to be the best and to do your best.
Yeah.
And I think it's the same with God.
Yes.
God really expects us to be great and to do great things for his namesake.
Mm.
And I think with that, there's actually a scripture in Isaiah, and it just speaks around, so the prophet is saying that forget the former things, God is doing a new thing. And I think with change and growth, it requires us now and again to forget what we've gone through or forget the past, but to look forward to what God has put in front of us, to look forward to growing more, to look forward to doing greater things. And I think it's one of the greatest things. And I think as believers, sometimes it's very difficult to embrace that and to believe in that. But I think just having the courage and the faith in that and the faith in God really does, I guess, push us to growth.
Yeah. And so what would you ladies say then to someone who's maybe feeling like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
Right. Because it's good to speak about it from a positive perspective, but there are moments where we're in the valley of what we can say is being brave.
Yes.
Where you feel like, I've done it, I've tried, and I think I really just might be at my wit's end. So how do we as women still rise up when we're tired?
Sure. That's a very good question. I think for me, it's the first piece is acknowledgement, right? And you said that that's the first step to everything, is knowing where you're at. And I think for me, it's leaning on support, and especially your sisters, right?
Yes.
Biological or not.
Yes.
I think it's so important to walk this journey with others
that
you can lean on when you're weak, because sometimes we may know the right things, right? We know the word. We know the scriptures. We know what we hear being ministered, and we can find something, right? A very quick Google search, and you're able to find help. We have so much accessibility, right? And there's so much available to us. But I think it's such in these situations, a genuine connection with a sister that can carry you through this and pray with you and go through this through the situations really helps. So I think it's to surround yourself with the word, soak yourself in music that can uplift you.
Yes.
And really just focus on the I need to be well. Even if I don't want to and I don't feel like now, but I need to be well. I can be better.
That's good. I like how you say that the focus can be, I need to be well. We can really literally rise. You don't have to be there. I like that. Yeah. And for you, Mr. K?
I think I have to agree with Candace.
Having
a very strong community is very important. I think whether, like she said, sisters, your parents, a strong community is extremely important. I think we come from a generation, where we say we grew up and we were, in some moments, saved by our grandmother's prayers. And I think it's in moments like that you see just how important community is, or just how important it is to have people that are praying you through, people that are encouraging you, even in those moments where you can't even encourage yourself.
That's beautiful.
And Candace, you mentioned uplifting songs. So what's your go-to gem? In the morning.
So right now,
give us a plug.
Right now, anything CC Winans.
Okay.
Are you like the old CC Winans or the new?
The newer version.
I don't mind.
I don't mind the old, but the newer version.
Yeah.
So I'm really hooked at the moment.
Okay.
And it's really been working for me.
Yeah.
I do go through phases, and I think in different seasons, I choose others. But right now, that's
you. And what about you, Minister K? Is there any song that you feel?
Song. I don't know actually about a song, but I think when it comes to just listening to someone that is very encouraging, I think it's probably right now it's Jackie Hill Perry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
What about you?
I have a whole gospel playlist in the morning. So if ever you see me on the highway lifting my hands, singing, dancing, just know I'm listening to my gospel music in the morning. And people look at me like I'm crazy, but I'm like, mind your own
You have your own worship concert.
Exactly. That's my time with God. It's in the morning on the way to work. when I'm playing music. Yeah. Just, yeah, like you said, and it actually starts your day off good.
That's right.
Mm. Which is important. So, yeah.
I think today we've definitely learned that embracing change is good. Mm. We're better for it when we go through it. And if anything, we can just have an amazing playlist to keep you going.
Yeah, exactly.
So thank you so much for joining us at the Brave Plug. We've had the best time with you, and we are encouraged by your presence. Thank you, ladies.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.